A man on a U.S. government terrorist list has emerged as a key leader in Somalia. And that serves as a reminder of what the United States does not want to happen in one of the world's utterly failed states. They do not want a repeat of Afghanistan, whose rulers became hosts to Al-Qaeda. That fear helps to explain why the U.S. is now keeping a door open to the Islamists who control much of Somalia. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
At first glance, the Islamic Courts Union seemed to be sending a pretty clear signal to the U.S. and the West when it named Sheikh Hassan Dahir Ahwaz to a top post. He's on a U.S. and a United Nations list of al-Qaeda associates. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick says the U.S. won't deal with them, but he was extremely cautious when asked in general about the U.S. approach to the Islamic Courts Union, which now controls much of southern Somalia.
Of course. You know, we're not going to work with somebody like that. And of course, we would be troubled if this is an indicator of the direction that this group would go in. But again, let's see what the collective leadership of this group actually does.
He says it is a murky picture. Even a spokesman for the Islamic Courts Union urged the U.S. not to jump to conclusions that the group's hardline wing is now in charge of the Muslim nation. Abdulrahman Ali Osman describes himself as a moderate and says he opposed the decision to name Sheikh Ahwaz as the head of the Council of Islamic Courts. Osman says this was about clan politics, which he says is more important to Somalis than religion, and he urged the U.S. to be patient.
I don't know what exactly to tell to the U.S. government except just say, well, give us more chance, wait, see how we can really work out, but still keep your minds open that there are a large group of us wanted to have peaceful Mogadishu.
He says Sheikh Ahwaz did play a key role in driving out the warlords and trying to restore some semblance of order in Mogadishu.
He was part of the group who opposed the warlords of the alliance, and there's no way that one can ignore his involvement.
U.S. officials say little on record about Sheikh Ahwaz, other than that they believe he has links to Osama bin Laden and has given material support to terrorists. Karen von Hippel of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says he was a leader of a militia known as Al-Ittihad al-Islamiyya, which was defeated in the 1990s.
Al-Ittihad was the fundamentalist Islamic group in Somalia that had a national agenda to take over Somalia and instill an Islamic government in Somalia.
In an interview with the Associated Press, Sheikh Ahwaz says Al-Ittihad doesn't exist anymore, though he's pursuing an Islamic state in Somalia. He also said he would go ahead with talks with the United Nations-backed transitional government run by one of his longtime rivals. Osman, the spokesman for the Islamic Courts Union, believes there's still a chance to work something out.
There is a parliament. We want to have a share of that. Yes, there is a executive power. We want to have a say in it.
He says the Islamic Courts Union was mainly worried about the lawlessness of Mogadishu and not interested in running the country. The U.S. State Department is still trying to make a judgment about the group's agenda, but it has been difficult with no embassy in Mogadishu and mixed signals coming from the latest power brokers in the Somali capital. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.